study the text of the bill to this amendment bill, BH 2017. Any input on that one? Nothing. Agreed. Then we go to clause one of the bill. Clause one. Agreed. Clause two. Agreed. Clause three. Agreed. Clause four. What is that?
Yeah. Kishwa law as prescribed.
Yeah. Okay. Agreed. Clause 4.
Agreed.
Clause 5. Agreed. Clause 6. Okay. Agreed. Clause 7. Agreed. Clause 8. Agreed. Clause 9. Agreed. Clause 10. Agreed. Clause 11. Agreed. Clause 12. Agreed. Clause 13. Agreed. Clause 14. Agreed. Clause 15. Agreed. Clause 16. Agreed.
Okay.
Clause 16.
If I may ask, Chair, is it not possible that we take the similar approach that we took to the hydro, that bill we did last week, with the issue of the regulation?
No, yeah, it's fine.
Yeah,
the regulations, okay.
Thank you.
Regulations, okay. Then, so agreed on clause 16.
Just help my English. I need somebody to read it for me. Any person who is out 16.5. Any person who without the written authority possesses or wears any uniform or part thereof distinctive mark or crest that has been determined by the chief of the defense force as official attire in the defense force, or performs any prohibited act while wearing such a uniform or with such uniform distinctive mark or crest. So this is very serious because many of our people are wearing sort of army uniforms. So here we must be really clear because it will be breaking the law. It's guilty of an offense and liable on condition to a fine of imprisonment for a period not exceeding 5 years. Maybe Ntumi would help us here, just to explain it in simple, you know, English. Help me.
Through the chair, although not the drafter or not a member of the Legal Services Division, what that clause means or seems to do is to make it illegal for anybody who is not a member of the Defence Force to wear any uniform of the Defence Force, any sort, whether it's camouflage, whether it's a mass dress or any dress of any form, to wear that. This is on the basis that there are or have been instances where people who are not members of the Defence Force wear Defence Force uniform. And either just as some kind of a dress or commit certain acts of criminality wearing such uniform. So it will then make it unlawful to do so. It would also then apply also to those who are no longer serving members of the Defence Force. Because once you are no longer serving, you no longer have the right to wear that uniform.
Clarified. Okay. Honorable Dambul.
No, it's clarified, but I want to check now because there are those manufacturers. So the regulation should spell out that there should be public awareness before people are being punished.
That is correct, Honorable Dambuz. I think you're right, that is the approach that you took in the hydrographic here. People may not know. Now that you will, the regulation should come to us also that we scrutinize the regulations as to whether they talk to the act or not to the thing. Honorable Boyi, you are welcome. Thank you very much. We are done with all clause to clause. Consideration of the Defense Amendment Bill. At this stage, honorable members, we are going to go to the adoption of the bill, which I'm going to read, and we have a mover and a second for the adoption. Oh, honorable Kamele?
Before we come to that, in KTF, I don't know whether you have people from the legal services, because this thing pertains the community, as Honorable Dambulo was saying, even calling manufacturers. Aren't we supposed to get the feel on the ground about this thing? As she mentioned, that you need to say something about awareness about this thing. I just want somebody just to clarify, because a number of times we pass and amend these bills and then they get kicked off that we didn't consult the public, we didn't do this and so on. What's the status quo on this amendment?
Let me clarify
the committee that the process of public participation has been followed to the letter.
Mm-hmm.
This amendment bill has been advertised in all kinds of media. The response, there seems to be no interest. There was no substantive response on this amendment bill. But if the, we have Mr. Njikalani, if you want to make an input as a legal person, you can do that.
Thank you very much, Chair. I'm coming in here that I'm very lately in the process. A colleague of mine is dealing with the bill, but she is in the Labour Court as we speak. So was I, but my understanding is the bill was published, comments were invited, the response was not there. Well, the reasons are very obvious why you wouldn't attract the kind of comments you would ordinarily expect. It's because the bill in its nature is very technical. These are technical amendments, not policy issues, there may be one or two. So I think it has to do with the nature of the bill, with fixing the language. We add in this and changing number of days. So it is a very technical bill, but the brief I got was that that process was followed up to this point, but there was no response. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Now, I'm going to read the report and ask for a mover for an option and a seconder. Report of the Portfolio Committee on Defense and Military Veterans on the Defense Amendment Bill, D18-2017, National Assembly, Section 75, dated 15 August 2018. The Portfolio Committee on Defense, having considered the subject of the Defense Amendment Bill, B18-2017, National Assembly Section 75, referred to it and classified by the JTM, that is the Joint Taking Mechanism, as a Section 75 bill, proposed the bill without amendment.
Is that not an amendment or an addition to this issue of the regulation that they should be brought? Because it should come here from, it should appear from this. It can check from the amendment bill. That clause appears in this.
No, it's fine. Let's get guidance from... let's get guidance from the legal and... What advice are you giving?
Chair, I was just consulting the state law advisor here. My understanding is this is an amendment bill. The main act, the principal act, already provides for regulations. I may have missed, because we came in a little bit later, to what was the issue with regard to the regulations.
No, the issue, Chair.
Okay.
The issue, Chair, is that we discussed and we agreed that the regulations, when the minister is in drafting the regulations, at least they should be presented before the portfolio committee, and that is the currently most committees. You can even check from the human settlements. You can check from the human settlements acts that were passed after 2008. So there's that clause that says, that gives the mandate to the minister to present the regulations before the portfolio committee. Because what happens in most occasions, chairperson, we find that the regulations are not talking to the act at some stage, and people are complaining on the ground. It's just to present them, and then we discuss them and so on. And it is agreed because human settlements are not the perception of human settlements. I'm talking about something that has been a practice.
The department has indicated to me that they do intend to present the amended regulations before the committee, but that is something for the department to answer, but that is why I'm saying.
So the regulation are existing already?
Yes, there is a draft for the...
Okay. No. Let us adopt the amendment bill now, as it is. And should we seek to inquire into amending it again, that would be another process. That would be need to get the permission for that. At this stage, I need to get a mover for the adoption. Honorable D.D. Gamete?
I move, sir, for the adoption.
Can I get a second for the adoption? Honorable Skosana?
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair. I second.
Honorable Dabuza?
I thank.
You raised your head. Now, that brings us to the end of considering loss to loss of the bill, and then we have a program, honorable members. Can we have a mover for the adoption of the program of the portfolio committee? Honorable Mason?
Yes, Chair, I move for the adoption of the portfolio committee best-term program.
Adoption moved. Can we have a second now? Honorable Dambuza?
I second the adoption.
Honorable
Dambuza?
Thank you very much. The program is adopted. Tomorrow, honorable members, we have a joint spending committee. And then I would appeal to all members who belong to that committee to be available, because we have the defense reserve force. Yeah, we haven't had them to present it to us. They're coming tomorrow. If you can come to the joint meeting, will start at 9. And until 11, as you
are.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah.